You are looking for people's recipe books and recipes and stories about food at the moment. Just tell me a little bit about that and how people can contact you if they're interested.
Right. Well, I'm revising my traditional food book that I wrote about 15 years ago, which has been in print all that time, actually. But now we're going to add in another 100, 150 recipes into it. So I'd love to hear from anybody around the country who has either, you know, food memories or something they ate when they were a child. It doesn't even have to be a recipe, although it's good to have a recipe. Don't even worry if they don't have, you know, the exact measurements. But I'd love to hear from anybody, either write to me or email me, or, and if somebody, as many people have done, send me precious handwritten or old cookbooks from their family, I will mine them so carefully and get them back to them, and just would really value being able to go through them. But also remember, get it all written down there and pass it on in your own families. Don't forget to ask the granny or the mammy, because so many people say, oh, I wish I could make, you know, Auntie so-and-so's tart or cake. I wish I'd asked her. And sometimes we leave it until it's too late. Don't leave it till it's too late.